we're going to line up back here, but let me say this. I'm not saying you're doing this stuff now. Okay? Many of us repented of this years ago. Many of us have lived holy lives 20, 30 years. This isn't about that. Okay? This is about getting a revelation from the Holy Spirit that I did walk in this, that I never saw it before, that even though I knew as a Christian, I didn't feed it. I'm not saying for people who are new, we're not sitting around with a bunch of people running around doing these horrible things now, okay? I've not done any of those things that we've talked about tonight for years, but I'm getting the revelation that when I was 14 or 15, I saw that movie, and I saw it because a reprobate spirit was in charge. I never recognized that. Yes, he's not fed. So you can be a great believer and deal with the things in your soul, but you won't have authority. As long as there's one little bit of demon, he might not be fed. He may be as skinny as they come living inside of you. You can't cast it out of nobody else. If you want to be cleansed and purged, the Bible says you shall know the truth shall make you free, and the anointing breaks the yoke. When did the anointing break the yoke? Just because I'm not feeding something doesn't mean I ever saw it the way the Lord saw it, and doesn't ever mean I hated it the way he hated it. If I want authority there, I've got to want it completely as if it never had a part of my life. So I just want to clear that up, because some of you are new. You think, gosh, these people participate in homosexuality. They're having fantasizing. They're doing No. The majority of the people, the ones I know, live very holy lives, probably holier than anybody who's talking to me about any of this. I know I live a holy life. And so I need to clear this up, because people aren't used to this kind of teaching. We all sit in our little pews and act like we're so prim and proper perfect, but we can't cast the devil out if we try. And then these spirits will come back to torment you, bring disease on you, give you Alzheimer's, take your mind or something down the road when you aren't giving into that sin because you never dealt with them. And you can wait till then and get desperate and all, that's all right. Or you can just hear the truth and get free. Why do you want anything? It's spiritual. So unless you know when the devil was cast out, you want him to be small. That's why it's easy. When it's big, that's when I get to you and you manifest and this is kind of new to you and everybody's like, ooh, and we may have to give you more teaching. When you just go boom, it's like he has no power. That's why he says some of them only come out by fasting and prayer. Some of them you have to fast before you have enough real believing to see them go, okay? We got to quit judging each other, because torment will come on people who've been reasoning, and people don't think of reasoning as a sin. There's hardly any of us, I don't care how long you've walked with God, who hasn't let the devil come and start talking to us to try to steal our promises. That's reasoning with the enemy, okay? I'm just saying that cleared up, and that was a very good question. Don't go up, I'm teaching, don't go for altar calls that you don't think you need. But at the same time, let me clear this up. We're not a bunch of reprobate sinners running around still after all this time in ministry. I live a very holy life. But when God reveals something to me that I've never truly had authority over, and I see it, I want it out. I don't want a Jesus Christ superstar lyric to go through my brain ever again. And I had to see it through the eyes of the cross to hate it. If you did Grateful Dead, if you listened to lousy music, if you listened to the Eagles, if you listened to anything, and folks, to Barry Manilow and the Supremes. I mean, that was as bad as it got for me, okay? I was always, thank God, protected. I didn't like horror movies. Let me say that. If you went to horror movies, if you saw brutality, if you've seen this stuff, it's reprobate. We'll get to more of that when we get into stuff next week. But tonight, we're specifically praying for, if you've never got free from reprobate, you haven't seen The Strong Man Go, we're doing that. Unclean lust and passions. Don't tell me we're sitting in here with a bunch of people who got married because God just put you together and it was always about representing Christ and it was just always this pure, clean thing. There may be a few of you. I would say less than 1%. Okay? All right? We want to get free from that. We want to get free that you haven't watched that garbage, that you haven't been part of that. The Bible says, confess your sins one to another. He's faithful and just to forgive you all sins. Some of you got demons in you from this, and some of you just come and say, Lord, I'm free from this. I see it. I hate it. Power, the anointing God will set me free, and I'll have authority here. We're not to judge each other. It doesn't matter to me which one. You know, you're the one saying, oh, she's a homosexual. I was not a homosexual, but if I was, God could set me free from it. And if I ever participated in it one time, and I didn't, but if I did, there's complete healing and forgiveness. And it's not for you to throw stones at somebody else who fell deeper or was hurt more than you. I'm sick of it. It's time for people to get free. Period. We like to have our one little superior thing that we can look down at somebody else and say, well, I didn't do that. We'll judge it and let's see how long that lasts. Just give it, I forbid, I'm not judging anything. Anyway, so line up back there. If the unclean passion things, the reprobate spirit, that's first. Let me get vain reasoning. There's not a person in here who wasn't involved in vain reasoning. Yeah, all of these we can leave to sickness. The other thing we talked about tonight, what about the powerful revelation of God turning you over to depression in your spirit and all these kind of things? I don't want to be turned over to that because I believe lies. If you ever believed in revolution, if you ever believed abortion was a free choice, if you ever believed any of that garbage, if you ever believed doctrine that wasn't of God, do you want depression to have a hold or could come in any time and take over in your spirit? No. Okay. Let me get everybody to say this together. Okay. Then we'll pray for some men because it's just easy to do it once. Always say it if you mean it. And some of you got free from this last week, so just say it for the other people. Lord Jesus, I want to be free from a reprobate mind. I want to agree with you and your word in every area of my life. And I want this spirit that I was turned over to leave in the name of Jesus. This strong man has no authority. Now, I know most of you got free from that last week, but some new people are here, or they didn't come up. Now say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for vain reasonings, from arguing with the devil, for listening to him, for not just believing the truth of the word, for not seeking out your word in my life, for just buying into what everybody said instead of going to your word for truth. I want to break the power of vain reasonings. I ask you to forgive me for talking to the devil, even if it was just in my head, even when I thought it was me, but it was against what your word declared. I ask you to forgive me. And by your Holy Spirit, I won't reason anymore against truth. In the revelation of truth revealed in your by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you would destroy this yoke. Father, where spirit has been sent against my spirit to cast a spell over it of depression, of gloom, of hopelessness, because I believe the lies of the enemy, because I gave him power to reason in my mind. I gave him access to my mind to debate the word of God. And because of that, a spirit was sent to me to bring me into depression, to make me lose my discernment, to darken my heart. Father, I want a pure heart. Only the pure in heart will see you. I want night. Deliver me from this spirit that overshadowed my spirit and was allowed to bring hopelessness and depression. Set me free from that once and for all in Jesus' name. And Father, forgive me for impure passion and lust that I thought was your idea of a holy marriage or a holy relationship. Father, just wipe all that out of me. Set me free from every unclean thing, every perversion, everything about intimacy that I made into getting instead of giving. Set me free that I can have a holy relationship with my spouse. And more importantly, with you, just cleanse me from all this lust. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm going to pray for these two ladies first. Go ahead and start the music. Father, just break everything. Everyone has different levels or whatever. Some don't have any, whatever. But you know, you're the only one who can see in the Spirit.
The Lord is always catching me thinking small when He wants me to think big. And I love the verse that
Hallelujah.
Says that those that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles. Run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. And the Lord said to me one day in prayer, "You're thinking about earthly eagles, aren't you?"